sleep-ins ruling must lead to a huge campaign for social care workers' rights. Glyn Doherty. The decision by the Supreme Court that the hours social care workers have to spend at work away from their homes on so-called sleep-ins don't attract the minimum wage is a blow to the many thousands of low-paid workers in this sector. But it is also another warning to the unions that relying on the courts to achieve key objectives is a pointless strategy doomed to failure in all but the rarest of cases. The judiciary is not independent. For the most part, it protects the interests of the capitalist economic system. If the decision had been in favor of workers, the estimates are that it could have cost social care providers £400 million. This is why the ruling came out in favor of MenCap and against the workers. Sleep-in staff are those who are working on call at night in homes and other establishments, sleeping on the premises, to deal with residents and service users who wake up and need assistance. They do not get a full night's sleep, but are constantly waiting for the cough or alarm that could signal someone's in trouble. The court ruled staff couldn't be paid the minimum wage while they are not awake, even though they have to be on the premises. However, if anything goes wrong, they can be disciplined, and even prevented from working in care again, if they don't respond. How is this not working? The unions will undoubtedly now call on the government for a change in the law, but unless this is backed up by a huge campaign, it is likely to fall on deaf ears. The Socialist Party is demanding that a campaign be launched immediately.